Chol hadak. Let's say the bird falls on fine sand, then lechashinin, we're not afraid because it's not going to hurt itself there. But chol hagas, let's say it falls on coarse sand, then chashinin, then we are afraid. What's going to be avik derochim? Let's say on the dust of the roads, then chashinin, then we're afraid that maybe it will have a risk of orim. What's going to be tivna v'yovid v'zaga? Let's say on straw. So it depends. If it's tied up in bundles, his tivna straw. The yovid bizag, if it's tied up in bundles, chashinen. Then we're afraid that maybe it has risk of orim. Lo yovid bizag, but let's say it's loose, it's not in bundles, then lo chashinen. Then we're not afraid, maybe it'll hurt itself. What's going to be chit? Let's say it fell on wheat, or else for chol demayu, any other type of a grain, something like wheat. So chashinen, then we're afraid, yes, that's hard, that maybe the yovid will have a risk of orim. Let's say it falls on barley, for chol demai, or anything like barley, is also chashinin. We're afraid. Kol mina kitnius, all type of different type of beans. Kol mina kitnius is ein b'mishum ristik evorim. We're not afraid of ristik evorim. We're not afraid it'll hurt itself. Levam min ruvia. The only thing excluding is that is ruvia. Ruvia actually says that's like tilsin, not that type of a bean. The Stamos of Rashi said the pshat from kitni saw that since they're very slippery, you can't really pile them up, and therefore it doesn't make it that hard. Therefore, we're not for chesed or risa gevorim. Now, chimtza is ein ba mishum risa gevorim. Chimtza, Rashi says, pishlis, it's machlikinein, they're very soft, and also they don't pile up. Some say it means of chickpeas. So it's chimtza ein ba mishum risa gevorim. Chavtzi, Yeshba Mishum Risa Gevorim. But lentils, they do have a shiloh of Risa Gevorim. Klol de Nusa, what's the general klal over here? That Kol Mili de Masarik Ein Ba Mishum Risa Gevorim. Anything that's slippery, so slips away, doesn't really pile up well, then we're not afraid of Risa Gevorim. But Loi Masarik, let's say something that does not slip away, then it piles up well, then yes, from a shum risik avorim, then we're afraid if the bird falls on it, it comes down a hard pack, and then we're afraid of risik avorim. What's going to be dovuk? Let's say if a bird was glued down, it was dovuk. So Ravashi, Shari, Ravashi says it's muta, Amema also, Amema says it's also. So Kitz Ravashi says this bird was attached, let's say it was glued down to a piece of wood, and it started to fly with it, and then it fell down. It fell down, attached to this wood, and fell down on the ground. So, shall we afraid of risa gevorim or not? So that's the machlekes. So machlekes of Ravashi says it's smut, and Amayma says it's also. So it means this: bechad gapo, if it's only glued, if only one wing was glued down, the kuliyam of lefliga dishori. Everybody holds it still okay. Since it's only one wing, it could fly well with the other wing. We're not afraid of risa gevorim. He pligu is the machlekes betray gafi. It was glued down with both wings. Man the yosa, the one that says it's also omaloch hechi nekem. Listen, how could it get up? So it must have fell down with a hard fall. Man the shori omaloch, the one that says it's muta tells us efshad the nekem I ikve the gafi. No, it's still possible that I could make movements, but the joints of the wings it can move. And vika the army something like this. No. That betray gafi kuliyam lepliga diyasa. If it was tied, was glued down with both wings, everybody agrees that when it falls down, there is a chash of risik evorim became a trefa. Ki pligu is a machlokes bechad gafo. If only one wing of the bird was glued down to a piece of wood. Oman diyasa, one says also, kivan de behol le motzi porach, since with this one ring it can't fly away, is behol nam le motzi porach, with the other wing also it can't fly so well. Therefore, it falls down hard, and as a chash of risa gevorim. The Yilchus of the Maskon of the Gemara says, "Betray gafi osir." If two wings were tied down to a piece of wood, and it fell down, then it hurts itself well. There, it's a treifam. But the chad gafi shori, if it only falls down with one wing, if they only glued down with one wing, then we say it can still fly away. It can protect itself, and if it falls down, there's no chash of risa gevorim. Now the next tray for the Mishnah says is Nishtabru Roitzalaseho. If the majority of its ribs were broken, that's also a trefa. So Tana Rabban went like this. Elu hein roiv tzolois. What's considered the majority, like most of the ribs? So it says, Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. If you have six on one side, and six on the other side, Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. Or else, Oyachas ha-sore mikan, v'yachas mikan, or else even if you have 11 on one side, and one on the other side, that's also called roiv. And like Rashi explains, that there are 22 big ribs in the animal that has moyach, has the marrow inside it. So therefore, roiv of 22 would be 12. So therefore, either you have 6 and 6, or even 11 and 1, that's also called roiv, that makes it for treifa. Now, Omar Ziri says, Omach sin kalpe shedro. Like, what does it mean the ribs are broken? It has to be broken, the half of the rib towards the spine. It's not the part of the rib that's near the chazon, near the breast of the animal, but rather the half that's towards the middle, towards the spine. Over there it has to be broken. Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Uvetzloyes Gedolos, Shein Jeish Bemoyach. We're talking about the big ribs that have marrow inside it. Like Rashi said, there are 22 of them, so rove of them would be 12. Omar Ula Ba'azakai. Omar Ula. Ula says like this, that Ben Zakai, Yom Ben Zakai says, Nekru Baroiv Tzadechod, Nishtabru Baroiv Shneitzdodim. Again, so Ula says over the name of Ben Zakai, that Nekru, if the ribs were uprooted, then it's enough to have roiv of one side, just to have a six. Nishtabru, but let's say they're broken, not uprooted, then roiv shneitzlam, you have to have roiv, we said 12. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, bein nekru, bein nishtabru, whether the ribs were dislocated, like from its from its place where it's connected, or else bein nishtabru was just broken, roiv shneitzlam, in both cases, only a treifah, if roiv of both stodim, means 12 ribs were broken. Omar Rav says, Nekro Tzela. Let's say one Tzela, one rib, was dislocated. The Chulye Ima, and the vertebrae inside was also dislocated. Then it's a Trefa. Even just one of them makes a Trefa. So Amri Lo, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. So Rav Kana and Rav Asi said to Rav, Nekro Tzela Mikan, Vetzela Mikan, the Chulye Kayem Esmel. What's going to be that one rib, on both sides of the rib, it was dislocated. It was necro, but just the chulya, the vertebrae in the middle, was still there. Omlui said to him, Gistru akamriso. The gistru means that the animal was like cut in half. So Rashi says it's not only a trefa, but it's even in the veil then. So Rashi says, why? Vorav nami gistru akoma. Even Rav, that said it's a trefa, it's also it was cut like in half. So Rashi says, ki koma Rav. When did Rav say that? Tzela b'loi chulyo. Only where just the rib was broken, but not the vertebrae. V'hu tzela v'chulyo kamar. And they were talking about that both the ribs and the vertebrae was broken. That's like a gistra. That's worse. That's come out like an avela. Snor says no. What he meant to say was tzela v'chati chulyo. The rib and only half of the vertebrae was broken. That's what he meant to say as a treifa. Snor says if so, mechal, it's a proof to Rav Kana v'Ravasi, that they're talking about the trephis of just where the tela comes out, just with the rib, without the vertebrae at all. The omalu gistra kamriso. And on that they said back to Matzosa called the gistra. I vom ula said that Ben Zak, Yom Ben Zakai said, Nekru beroiv tzadechod, that if the ribs were dislocated, then roiv of them on one side, six of them is enough. But nishtabru, Beroiv shneitzdodim. It was just broken, then it's on tutzdodim. So the chur you see, it's only treif if roiv of them are broken, not just one. So how could you say with one alone it's called a treifa? So more it says, Omoloch is like this, Omoloch, Hosom ze shaloi kineged ze. When does it say you have to have at least six of them? That's when they're all on one side. It's not opposite sides. Like it's not a complete rib that was broken. But here we're talking about one complete rib leg was broken on both sides of it. So one whole rib was broken off. That could be a trefa, even one. I've said, Uvroit Schneitz thought the Miyevchad Lakaim Echad Minayu, Ze Keneged Ze. Vinyachin says, no, even Nekarot Sela, also you have to have Roiv. Now, Roiv means 12. Now, you only have 11 on each side. So if you have 12, it must be one of them is broken off completely. And still he says, you have to have, like, Roiv. It's not enough just one to be broken off. Smara says, Hosam Buchno Vlo Yasiso. Hocha Buchno V'yasiso. So Rashi says, Buchno V'yasiso means Kloima, Sela Uktsas Chulia, the rib, and a little bit of the vertebrae also. So one did say you have to have Roiv, that we only have just the ribs with no vertebrae at all. But when you touch on a little bit of the vertebrae, then even one whole rib on both sides could also make it for a trefa. For the Morihochi, so, Hainu Durav, that's the same aloch like Rav. Smozanechanami, Lo Shemilhu Durav, he didn't hear what Rav said. That's what he said over the same aloch. For the Gemara, Vali Boyi Minei, Kid Rav. Gemara asked it, like if they didn't hear Rav's aloch, so why didn't they ask the same shayla of Rav? So most of like this, Rav would have thought like this. The boy minei chad, let me ask them one question. They say where both sides of the ribs are broken off, the parashlon tarte from this answer will understand two alochas. The bini minei chad, if I only ask them about one rib, honicha be good, I am alon trefa, if we say it's a trefa. If so, koshkain tarte, then for sure when two ribs were taken off. But a yom along sheriff, we say that with one is ksheira, a kati still taught the tati kami boila, still have a shalom about two. Therefore, yes, him shalom with two ribs. For the mori hochi, if so, hashtanami now also. The koboi mine tati, yes, him about two ribs. So honichi yom along sheriff, we say it's ksheira, so then kol shchen choda. For sure, you would know the loch if only one rib comes out, that's still ksheira. But the yom along trefa, we tell you, when two ribs come off, that's a trefa. Akati chodik mi boilu. You still have the shalom. What's going to be if only one rib comes off? So what's the sabbath they thought like this? And came and so, mirsas karosach. He would have got angry when he answered us. That if really chad treifa tati mi boi, like if the law is that one is really a treifa, so we have a kashaka asking about two, when I say two is a treifa, he would have answered it back angry. And va kaomri lo fulay rosach. But now he answered it calmly. So keep on the Kamalhu. Gistra Kamriso, and the Mor says no. Since he said back to him, do you mean to say Gistra? Haino Rischia. That's the way he meant to be like angry. So for this, the fact he said he asked me a question of two, that as a trefa, he understood that one is also a trefa. Therefore, he asked the Shala, what's going to be a loch of both sides of the ribs come off? And from the way he answers, he would know the loch both by two and by one. Omar Rabba, Bar Rav Shelo, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel. Nekro, Tzela Meikro. Let's say one rib was dislocated from the Ikr. The Gugola, like from its socket. That's one halacha. Then the Gugola is the skull. Shenech Besob Ruba. Most of it, like, was shattered. Ubosar Achoifes Reva Keres. And the membrane, the meat that covers up Rova the Keres Brubai. That's a trefa. All these things make it for trefa. Now, nekro tzela mikro is trefa. So what are you telling me now? That if the tzela, the rib, was dislocated from its socket, that's also called a trefa. If so, Reminu, have a question. It says, kamo chisorin b'shedrom. How much does a shedra have to be missing that it does not